Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And Amir's in L.A., so I'm going to do this plug all by myself. He trusts me to do it so much that he sent me a very detailed list of exactly how to plug Warby Parker. So here we go. They've got inexpensive and stylish frames and lenses starting at $95. I don't wear glasses, but Amir says that that's a really good price. All right, and we also got a look at their new fall line, which comes out September 10th, and they're actually very, very stylish. I'm thinking about getting bad vision so I can start wearing their glasses. They've got a home try-on program where they send you 5 frames for free, and you just tell them which one you like and your prescription, and they send it back to you in the mail. You can use the... Sorry. We can edit this together, right? You can use the coupon code JAKE for free expedited shipping once you do buy... Oh, my God. You can use the... You can use the coupon code JAKE for free expedited shipping once you do buy your glasses. And thank you guys so much for checking them out. It really means a lot to us. It really helps support the podcast. And an extra special thanks to you guys who actually bought the frames and forwarded us the receipt. You know who you are. And now the world is going to know who you are. Here are your names: Kristen L., Lizette D., Nikki R., Lydia J., Martin N., pronounced Martine, shoot, sorry, Martine N., Jordan O., Amber B., Dylan M., Brandon L., Brad S., Alex J., Michael R., and last and certainly least, Andrew L. Thank you guys. Enjoy the show.
Oh, the earth is caving in, and it's time to sink or swim. Jake and Amir for the win. Time for the podcast to begin. Roses red and violets blue, advice I'm sending out to you. There's no telling what we'd do if you were me, if I were you. If I were you, if I were you. There's no telling what we'd do if you were me, if I were you.
Pretty chill.
Very chill. Almost too chill.
In fact, let's
delete
go.
Delete it.
Wait, why?
Start over. Start the podcast over.
No.
All right.
Fair enough.
I realize you're not the boss.
You are not the boss of me. Jesse Friesen is the guy who wrote that song.
Jesse Friesen, you are a chill dude.
We are Jake and Amir. We're very comfortable in this episode because
yes.
We're not recording in my apartment.
We are coming to you from Amir's wet dream of a recording studio.
Just drenched in semen. That's why there's no reverb or echo.
Amir's wet dream and my nightmare. I'm in a room covered in Amir's semen.
That's why it's so beautifully soft and perfectly recorded. We're actually recording from a recording studio, if you can imagine. There are places that are built to record, not just my living room.
When he's covered it with towels.
And this one's called Rec Room Records. Two very nice dudes let us in here, brought us to this room that's basically, like you described, my wet dream of a recording studio.
Yes.
Incredibly warm-colored, cold and comfortable, dark-ish, dim-ish, very, lots of... God, what do you call these, like, giant rectangles that are soft
audio
on the walls?
Audio absorption pads,
yeah, absorption
is what
pads.
I just invented.
Instead of just me hanging up towels on a television. And this place is so great. So thank you so much to Rec Room Records for having us. I guess for whatever reason, they decided that they'd want to let us record here whenever we want.
Yes.
So I feel like we're going to take advantage of that.
I think we're just going to come.
I think we're
going to
make them regret
live here
it.
Now.
I think we are going to make them regret it.
Thanks, guys. Time to hate us.
They want us to mention their URL or their Twitter account, but I don't need to do that.
Yes, you do.
I don't need to do anything.
What
We're
are you talking
recording.
About?
We're already here.
They can kick us out at any second.
Please don't.
The door comes in.
No, get off me. I'll say it. Ass. Rec Room is with a W. That's the pun. So it's WRECKROOM.TV. And it's actually a recording studio run by Adrien Grenier.
Yes. Grenier. He's an actor, you guys.
Yeah.
I think you've heard of him.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the Entourage, but he's on it.
You jerk.
So thanks so much for letting us in here, guys. It sounds great. I'm so excited to hear that. Like, I don't even care if this episode is funny or not.
Yeah, at this point, we're on the 20-minute mark, and you haven't even opened your email for a question.
Oh, no, I didn't bring emails. this is just an audio experience more than anything else.
Yes.
They also said they'd edit this episode for us. They'll
Ridiculous.
Level the audio for me.
I wonder if they'll edit out that part where you called Adrien Grenier's show Entourage.
He'll never listen to it. He's got bigger fish to fry. I mean, they make actual songs here. We basically are like kids who snuck into their daddy's recording studio
right.
to make our little radio show.
A half an hour in between their actual work.
Little do they know, we're going to come here every day for the next year and a half to record an episode, whether they like it or not.
At a certain point, the door is going to be locked, probably next time we try to come.
I don't care. As long as I'm on the inside when they lock it, I'm not going anywhere.
I'll die here.
I will gladly be buried here. Let them carry my carcass out. Right, so the show is If I Were You.
It's the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Jake.
And I'm Amir.
And if you don't know how it works, you get into sticky situations, you email us your questions, your conundrums, your problems, and we will do our best to answer your questions, give you life advice. It might not be good, but it'll hopefully be funny. And that's pretty much it. The email that you email is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Good work.
Thanks, pal.
Jeez.
Appreciate that.
I'm not even needed, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you aren't.
Here, take my phone, read the emails.
Okay.
And, have fucking fun without me.
I will, actually. Are you expecting this to be contentious about this at some point? Do you want me to try to win you back? Because I won't.
Also, if you've never listened to an episode before, usually the first 5 minutes are not just us gushing over a sweet room.
Right, because usually we're recording in hell. It's Amir's hot apartment. The AC is turned off. We're sitting on hard chairs, hunched over a table, speaking directly into mics. Right now, I'm sitting on a chair made of mahogany with leather accents, sipping from, I guess this is a rocks glass.
A glass that you would drink scotch out of, serving very clean, fresh, not room temperature, but not too cold water.
We really have to start the podcast. We really do.
No, I'm not even close to
describing the water glasses.
You started it, I think.
I know, I'm talking to myself.
All right. First question. We're going to read these emails. These are real emails from real people, but we're giving them fake names to preserve their anonymity.
There we go.
That's right. So, first email we received this week, or at least the first one we're reading, is from someone I'll call Brandon.
Brandon.
Brandon writes, Well, Jake and Amir finally are on a podcast. Here's my question.
Did
Sorry,
you have a stroke in the beginning of this email?
I shouldn't have read that part. Okay, here's the real question. This girl, I'm actually, that's the whole thing. I really should have screened these. A lot of them are just people telling us we have a podcast. We already knew that. You guys already knew that. You're listening. Okay, Brandon writes, this girl I've liked for a long time finally invited me on a date, so I obviously said yes. But it's to an amusement park, and all three times in my life that I've been to an amusement park, I've thrown up on at least one of the rides. I don't want to puke in front of her and ruin my chances, but I also don't want to seem like a pussy for not going on the rides. Help!
I love that he said at least one of the rides. So you've been to an amusement park, thrown up on a ride, gone on another ride, and thrown up again?
It's called the Boot and Rally. That's the name of the ride.
All right, I did the merry-go-round, yarfed, and now I'm going to do this loop-to-loop thing. Hope I don't spew again. Whoop, there I go, and I just did.
This teacup ride.
Can I make it a hat trick? Here we go.
Three for three, one time.
Elevator of terror.
If you need me, I'm going to be drinking clam chowder out of a bread bowl. I very much resonate with this question because I've been to an amusement park before, and I'm very susceptible to motion sickness. And I was with a girl, and she's like, come on, it's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, I really will not feel good after. She's like, come on, just do it. I'm like, I will do it, and I will be sick. And she's like, all right, great, that'll mean a lot to me. I did it, I was sick, I did vomit.
You vomited? Did you vomit on the ride?
No, I didn't vomit on the ride, but it was just like, I don't understand the joy of rides that just make you dizzy. That's not fun.
It's not just what ride did you go on?
It was a ride that was basically like a horizontal Ferris wheel. But then in addition to that, your little pod is going around. So you're going around and around as you're going around and around, if that makes sense. So like I basically, it was torture. I basically felt like I was going to puke, and then it just got sped up and up and up.
Well, that's a very...
I closed my eyes and it only helped a little bit. And then
that's
for
a pretty
the rest
dangerous
of the night,
ride if you're susceptible to motion sickness.
Exactly.
I think there are definitely roller coasters that are not nearly as bad as that.
Right.
Where, like, that Brandon could go on a roller coaster that might just do like one loop and mostly it's just fast, or like a log flume where you just get wet, no one's gonna vomit there.
Right.
You know, there are carnival, there are games there.
Yeah. You just go to the amusement
park. Do the water
park.
Do the water one.
The water, oh, like.
Like if the, and most amusement parks have like a water thing.
Right, so you're saying let's say yes to the date, go to the amusement park, and then just decide to play the games.
Try to steer it in a way that is not going to make you sick. If she's saying go in this loop-de-loop-de-loop-de-loop, then you got to be like, hey, let's try this one.
Or I mean, let's do the one where I just throw a ball at milk bottles.
He still throws up somehow.
Oh, they're going to go.
Oh,
sick.
Missed all the bottles. How?
The milk landed in my throat,
I think. I just don't like amusement parks.
I think I'm just allergic to the breakfast I eat every morning or some shit.
No, that's another thing. You could just not eat. Then maybe you'll at least dry heave instead of...
But it ruins it. Like, once you're sick, once you're motion sick, like, you're out for whatever, however long it lasts.
Like, oh, I don't get motion sickness.
What
I
about
don't know
seasickness? What... You never get seasick?
No, I got sea legs, actually. I really do.
Yeah, you have very skinny...
I'm a beast in that regard.
You're a beast in many regards, I think.
I got those skinny little sea legs. I got like two peg legs, basically.
You're a beast in that you have skinny legs?
I'm a beast in that regard.
Your skinny, pale, spindly little legs, that's how you're a beast?
Yeah, because I don't get motion sickness or seasickness. So I guess my pale, skinny legs make me a bit of a beast in that regard.
Yeah. Another way I'm a beast is that I read books in a car. So that's another way that I'm a beast, I guess.
I can read a magazine or a book in a car.
I can't do that. I wonder what it is. It must be a genetic thing.
Yeah, I guess my genes sort of make me a beast.
My
parents were two beasts, if you can believe it.
So you have good eyesight, which is another thing that's not nerdy. You don't get seasickness. I get motion sickness. Do you have any nerdy ailments? Do you have nosebleeds, ear infections? What's your nerdiest problem?
I guess when I was in high school, I had acne.
Pretty bad acne?
No.
I had one golf ball zit size, once, and it popped.
I think my skinny
gone.
Legs are a nerdy ailment.
That's true.
You know, I'm trying to play them up right now, but they don't make me cool.
But skinny jeans are kind of cool. You can be cool,
I guess.
But you don't have anything. I guess, what else would be nerdy about you? Oh, it's not really an ailment, but you're really into Lord of the Rings.
That's true. I love Lord of the Rings.
That's
shamelessly
a nerdy thing, but it's not really a genetic.
What's nerdy about Aragorn, huh? Fucking an elf.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything nerdy about that.
I guess I do.
Yeah, well, Aragorn boned Arwen, and I think that's pretty pimp, actually.
He had great eyesight. So what would you tell? I would tell this guy, I don't know. I mean, I feel his pain. I don't know. Does he say yes and then embarrass himself at the place?
I mean, I feel like you're the one that's way more qualified to answer this question because
I guess I would say motion sickness. I would say yes and then go on the rides that are non-dizzying. Because, like, I mean, I'm afraid of roller coasters in general. That's a whole different set of problems that I have.
Yeah, you're afraid of roller coasters?
Yeah, like I will not.
You loser.
What, you'll do any roller coaster?
Yeah.
There's no roller coaster that would be too scary for you.
No.
What about the one at the top of the Stratosphere, which is like the largest building in Vegas, and it's just like this log that like dips over the edge and then you go backwards over the
edge. I can imagine being nervous, but I wouldn't not do it.
You would not do it. What about like a giant like 700 foot drop?
Yeah, that's
fine. It just lifts you up and drops you.
Right, fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So I guess I'm the asshole.
I guess you are, pal. You could always go on the date and then like day of be like, hey, I'm actually like, I feel kinda sick. I like really want to be here with you, but like I might not ride all the rides. Like, oh, I had a really late night last night. That makes you sort of cool. Like, even though I knew we had this date, I got fucked up yesterday.
I'm also, like, scared as shit of drops and loops or whatever. So I say go for it. Suck it up and don't do the dizzy rides. You're saying not even suck it up.
Don't do the dizzy rides. How do you suck it up and not do something? All right, suck it up, man up. Don't have to do the rides you're afraid of. All right, you be a man. Do it. Woo! Don't do the rides that you don't want to go on. Here we go. That's it.
Just man up and don't do the scary ones, buddy. Man up and tell that girl, hey, if it's a pretty big drop, say you're too scared to do it. And she has to respect that.
She'll French you.
She'll have to. She'll have to respect the honesty. Oh, God. I'm a nerd and a loser for that. That question didn't turn out the way I wanted it to be. I guess it's better than me advocating
destroying
a humane society.
Oh, yeah, that was the other one. Oh, by the way, you guys, I mean, by this point, the Humane Society episode aired 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
But I learned more about what humane societies do.
And they don't just rescue birds and squirrels.
No, they're involved in, like, animal cruelty in general. Like, there's, like, a wildfire.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of injured animals, like, the Humane Society steps in.
Crazier than that, my statement about whether or not they're a drain on society still stands. Now that I know
you
that.
Dick, you absolute asshole.
All right.
Second question?
Second question. Number two. Let's do this. This one comes from Steve Sanders.
Hiya, Steve.
Steve Sanders writes, I got 99 problems and they're all bitches. It's a funny way to start the email.
It's a Kid Cudi lyric.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so never mind. I take back my laughter.
Got 99 problems and they all bitches.
That's funny. He's a funny rapper, I think, then. All right, Steve Sanders writes, there's two girls that work at the gym I go to. Let's call girl A, Abby, and girl B, Brittany. I want to ask out Brittany, but I think Abby likes me. I've tried talking to both of them before, but I feel awkward trying to ask out Brittany in front of Abby. How should I ask out Brittany? Should I wait and hope that I see Brittany when Abby isn't working? Should I go for it and ask Brittany anyway? Should I flirt with Abby, making Brittany a little jealous before I make the move on her? Or should I throw a Hail Mary and try to get a threesome? Sincerely, Steve Sanders.
And thank you, Steve, for giving us a multiple choice answer.
It's like the SATs of podcasts over here.
Hey, pals, I don't trust you to give advice, so I'm going to give you the four options.
Would you say those are his four options?
I don't know. Part of me wants to make fun of him for being, like, such a douchebag. It's like, oh, which girls? Like, two girls at the gym. I could have either one. Which one do I do? How do I play this? But I think I've also been there and been him.
This seems like a problem you've had where you have a crush on a girl, but her friend has a crush on you. So you're like, uh-oh, this one girl is sort of blocking my cock.
Right. I would hate to have my cock blocked.
Yeah. At the very least, my cock needs to be rocked.
Yes.
Not
I'm
blocked.
Shocked. I'm shocked that my cock hasn't been rocked. It's been cock blocked.
If you can believe that.
This is exactly the opposite of what I expected.
Exactly.
I guess those are all pretty viable ways to play it, aside from the obvious joke, which is the Hail Mary threesome.
Right.
No.
So we can eliminate D.
Eliminate D.
This is like how you would take the SATs. You sort of eliminate your answer choices and make the best guess.
I think the other three are all viable options depending on the moment. I guess I wouldn't do option
C, which is flirt with Abby and making Brittany jealous.
No, I would do that.
You would do that.
I would do that.
You would flirt with a girl that likes you.
I would flirt with a girl that liked me in order to make somebody else jealous, but also because I like flirting, and like a flirtation would probably be mutually enjoyable for Steve and Abby.
Oh, I see. So
that's like a fun thing, and it's got these added benefits of
making Brittany jealous.
Brittany a little jealous.
So how do you flirt with one girl and then ask out another?
Sorry, I want to go back to the fact that you vomit on roller coasters real quick. So you were the authority on motion sickness at the amusement park. And then when there was two hot girls at a gym question, you deferred to me, right? Is that what happened?
We've never done a recap.
Everybody that's listening in your car right now or at work, turn it up a little bit. Let's hear Amir admit
that he's a fucking grade A loser. No, this is good. I want everyone to know.
I'm happy we're finally having this conversation.
Mom, actually turn it up this time. I know I ask you to turn it down always, but I really think this is
Mom,
an intervention.
Stop washing the dish.
Mom, I touched the net.
Mom, I washed the dish.
This is the best dish of my life.
I think the only thing I wouldn't do is ask out Brittany right in front of Abby. I feel like that's like a little... It's a little rude.
It's a D move.
Yeah, it's mean.
It's a mean move.
Right.
But what if Brittany says no? Then do you move on to Abby, or like you only got one shot do not miss your chance to blow.
I guess, I don't know. It depends how close Abby and Brittany are, but I think you could probably ask Brittany out, be rejected, and if you're still interested in Abby, like you still want to have a date, then yeah, you could totally do that.
Have you ever been in the situation, asked out Brittany, and she's like, I can't, Abby really has a crush on you. And then you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't mean that you can't date me just because your friend likes me?
Yes, I've been in that situation.
And do the ladies usually side with their friend or side with you?
I don't know. When there's sort of like a dramatic situation like that, it's everybody sort of like
on edge.
Feeds into the drama because it's like sort of exciting. Right. So like if a friend likes me, I've definitely used that to like get with a prettier friend where they're like, oh no, so-and-so likes you. Like, right. Like yeah, I know. And I don't want to hurt her. Maybe we shouldn't even tell her that we're talking. And then like, turn it back down.
So you turn it into like a game to excite the lady that you're trying to court. And it usually helps, works?
I think...
If you have a crush on a girl, would you prefer that her friend has a crush on you?
Yes.
Oh, so that's better.
Yeah. Because, like, a girl has a crush on you, then, like, to her friends, you're like, oh, this is a desirable guy. Like, I show up somewhere where, like, some girl is, like, presumably been like, oh, Jake's going to come. He's really cute. I really like him. And then I come, and somebody's looking at me through the lens of, Jake's a cute guy. I'm supposed to like him. And then suddenly, they like me. What's up?
All right.
I'm sorry, mama.
All right, so your advice is to
option A?
Wait and hope that I see Brittany when Abby isn't working.
Yeah, A or C.
So you flirt with Abby and then make Brittany a little jealous, and then when Abby's not there, ask out Brittany.
I think that's the move.
That's the move, and you know what? I totally agree, for sure.
Have you ever been in a situation where two girls liked you? Not two girls, just two friends at the same time, dude.
And your mom definitely counts as one. Have you ever had your mom and a girl like you at the same goddamn time? No, of course you haven't, and I know that because you haven't shut up about it.
Here he goes, he's vomiting. He's rocking back and forth in his chair a little too much, and now he's puking.
I would never feel motion sick in this room. This is my safe space.
Amir is in his happy place.
This is such a solid, safe basement.
Are we in like the half hour area right now?
We are at around the 20 minute mark.
How sad are you for this episode to be over?
This is going to be our first 4 hour episode, actually. The guys who are helping us out like have to like go to dinner. They're just going to leave and come back. Brian and Michael are their names.
Brian, Michael, thank you.
At Rec Room. RecRoom.tv or Twitter at Rec Room. Check them out.
Please check them out.
Should we move on to question number Trey?
Right, support them and maybe we can come back into the studio more.
Yeah, maybe they'll let us back in. I am shitting myself, so I feel like that's going to be a huge no-no. That
right, but you shit yourself when you walked in, too.
Yeah, so they sort of knew what
they were getting. I can't believe how much you have in you at any given time.
it's really impressive,
in
almost.
In you, out of you, on its way out of you.
Like, I know you don't eat this much food,
it's like a
so
drippy faucet.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
It's like a burrito. All right, question number three. This one comes from David Silver.
David Silver. Three guys in a row.
I think the next one's going to be a lady.
All right, cool. Ladies, please email us more.
Yeah.
We're tired of choosing guy questions. It's not anything against y'all. Our volume is primarily dudes.
Right. Or at least ask questions that make you so dumb-sounding that we can make fun of you. All the female questions are very logical and smart. And we're like, yeah, I know. I guess we can answer this. But where's the fun? All right, here we go. Love the show brings me loads of happiness to my workplace, writes David. You know what else would bring me happiness? If I had a good way to ask my girlfriend to swallow. She'll usually combat it with, would you want to taste it? And hey, I don't. But I think it'd be kind of hot to try. Also, if you can get behind that, let's talk about getting behind my girlfriend. Do you two push for anal sex or ask for it? It's something that I think could be fun to try, but working it into a conversation doesn't revolve around an argument that appears to be blacker than the cherry I'm trying to pop. Thanks.
I love
David.
This guy. It reads like amateur stand up almost.
Now, who's how many couples
that's
do
an
we
argument
have
you
here?
Can get behind? Speaking of getting behind.
Yeah, you were speaking of getting behind. Don't throw us into this, ass.
Oh, man.
So he wants his girlfriend to swallow his semen and then also for him to be able to
have anal sex.
So he just wants
welcome
to be
welcome to every guy's. This is every guy's problem.
Why is that? This is the dirtiest thing we've talked about, but why is it good? Why is it hot or attractive for a woman to swallow?
I don't.
Because it's the same for you.
Right.
You're
still came into a mouth.
But then what do you care if she
swallows?
Well,
sometimes a girl will like, if you say, I'm coming, she'll like move her head away.
Right.
And like, that's, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm a pig, but that's the worst. That's worse than genocide, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I could not agree with you more, actually, if you can believe that.
Having it in your mouth and spitting it out, that I personally think that's fine. If I don't know why he wants her to swallow.
Okay.
But so it's her argument, would you want to taste it? Maybe she doesn't even want it in her mouth.
Right. Well, it's true. I mean, but at the same time, girls do stuff to guys and guys do stuff to girls that they wouldn't necessarily want to do. That's sort of like...
What do guys do to girls they wouldn't necessarily want to do?
Like, for example, oral sex on a lady. Maybe a lady wouldn't want to do that to another lady.
Right, but what guy doesn't want to go down on a girl?
No, but he's like, would you want to taste it? And then it's like, no, I don't want to taste it, but maybe girls want to taste it.
Oh, right, I see.
I thought you were saying
you didn't like oral sex.
No, some stuff turns guys on that girls didn't want to do.
So you like oral sex?
Totally, are you kidding me? Oral sex and roller coasters.
I really just want you to talk about sex on the podcast. I know you have it. I know you have sex. But somehow I'm always the one that talks about sex.
And it's weird because your family listens to the show more than my family does.
Tell you what, pal, I'm gonna sit this one out.
This room suddenly got much more uncomfortable. All right, anal sex. Here's something I could talk about comfortably. Never had it, not interested in it.
Oh my God! Come on, gotta jump in here.
It doesn't appeal to me. Anal sex.
Nothing. You're never even curious.
No, I just assume it feels like a tighter vagina. But it's, you know what it is. It's too dirty for me because that's where poop comes out of.
All right. I mean, poop doesn't just. It's not like it's always. It's not like your butt where poop's always coming out of.
Well,
not always coated with feces.
Yeah, the inside is probably always coated with feces.
No, I don't think.
Imagine shitting through a tube. Then you wipe the outside of the tube. What do you think's on the inside of the tube?
I think
there's shit on the inside, unless you're getting a freaking colostomy.
And maybe there is a little bit, but you wash it off. You have shit on your butt when you wipe.
Unless you use a bidet so strong the water goes up into your rectum, there's going to be shit on the inside of your pipes.
Poop's part of our life. Like, you probably, if a girl was on her period, you wouldn't want to have sex with her, right?
I guess that's more appealing to me than
poop. Blood is better than poop.
Blood is. I've always said that. Seize the cheese. Blood is better than poop.
Just our average listener age is around 8 to 9 years old.
Oh, God. Mortified.
I think I can understand your girl where she's coming from about not wanting to have anal sex because I'd heard that that can be painful.
Yeah, it's a square peg into a round hole.
There are Jesus. There are things you can read and helpful tips for making anal sex less painful. But I think having anal sex is something you should not pressure your girlfriend into, because the more you push for it, the less she's going to want to do it. I think what you got to do is, it's in her mind, just, you know, like, this is something that I really
want. Now put it in her butt.
It's in her mind, now put it in her butt. If she knows you want it, like, say, like, oh, this is all I want for my birthday, this is all I want for Christmas.
That's so sad. Like,
even if it's joking. I remember I used to, there was a girlfriend far in my past that I would do, I made these jokes all the time, but, right. Like, you know, it was playful and funny, but everybody knows that that's, like, right. You know, there's, like, a deep-seated truth there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it's, like, when somebody's, it happens. They feel in the mood. They're like, it's in their mind, even though they think they don't want to, then something's happening, and like they change their mind a little bit.
Yeah.
And they're down to try. I think it's a slow play.
It's a slow play. Or you can find someone who specifically likes anal sex. That way you don't have to convince
anyone. But
he doesn't
even know that he likes anal sex. He just wants to try it.
Yeah, that's true. Have you tried using another human's butthole just to see what it feels like? Perhaps another guy's
butthole. Tell your girlfriend
butthole.
You're going to go visit a male prostitute just so you can experience anal. Say, it's nothing against you. I respect your decision. I really want my penis in a butt. So I'm going to go on that adventure, and I will come back to you a changed man, all for the worse.
100% worse. Nothing about me will be better than that. Oh, God. Oh, I hope we can help. I know I feel uncomfortable. This guy, all he wants is a girl to swallow his load and to F her in the butt. Is that too much to ask? That's a birthday gift.
I think it actually might be. I think it's too much to ask for you to... You want to fuck your girlfriend in the ass and then make her swallow your cum. You debaucherous, filthy jerk. You watch too much porn.
She's going to get sick. I know it. I know vomit. That's going to make her vomit. That's my wheelhouse. have I talked about how comfortable I am right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. This would be the time that we do a little breaky break. But
I'm so relaxed in this room. I don't even freaking need it. Let's take our break and just plug Rec Room.
Yeah. One more time.
You guys, please at least visit the site. Because we're so happy to be here.
Yeah. I feel like if you could visit two sites right now, it would be recroom.tv and warbyparker.com.
Or no, seize the cheese.com. For the next week is going to forward to recroom.tv.
We can do that.
How's that?
We can do that. How's that?
Go to seizethecheese.com. You're going to go to recroom.tv. All right? I don't know how domain forwarding works, but
I'll tell you what.
My nerdy little partner who's never had anal sex and pukes on a fucking merry-go-round.
I feel like he's gonna figure it out. I really think he can figure that shit out.
You went on the spitty little teacups and you almost puked. Well, I nutted in a girl's face last week, all right? So I think you know how to forward a domain.
I'm being bullied.
Adrian Grenier,
help me, sir.
Get me out of this room.
Please. I assure you I know how to pronounce entourage. That was a joke. Oh, he's beating me up.
I know how to pronounce Grenier, too.
Holy sheesh kebabs. Now we're having fun.
Finally.
It's about freaking time.
It took coming to Rec Room.
All right.
Final question?
Maybe two more.
You really want this to be the hour-long podcast.
I don't
want to
go anywhere. We're only at the 25-minute mark.
Yeah, oh, really? Yeah.
And this is a lady question.
Dope. Let's do it.
All right. This one comes from Brenda Walsh, Brandon's twin sister. Hi. I'm currently, but not at this precise moment, sleeping with a friend. I don't want a relationship with him, I want to keep it purely sexual. I think he is on the same page, but I don't want to feel like a booty call. It seems like we each kind of text each other when we're in the mood, but he always comes to my place. He still lives with his folks. Does this mean I'm his booty call? I feel like we have an unspoken agreement as to what we are doing, and I would rather it be a mutual booty call than me feeling like it's one-sided. Or am I just overthinking this? All the best, Brenda.
Yeah, Brenda. You nailed it.
You're overthinking it?
When you said, am I overthinking it, that was the answer to your question.
What is this mutual booty call versus one-sided booty call? What's the difference?
I don't even understand. It was so convoluted.
But the situation is very simple and fun, it sounds like.
Right. She's like, I don't want anything more, but I don't want to be like just some sex object to him. What are you talking about? You said one thing and then another. They conflict each other.
Ma'am.
I'm sorry, Brenda, but you're a hypocrite, I think.
And you don't deserve a booty call, mutual or one-sided, actually.
I guess it's easy to feel insecure when you're in that situation where you're like,
is he just using me?
Especially if that's the way she feels about him. It seems like that's what she thinks. She's like, oh, I'm just using this guy. Wait a second, is he using me?
But if you're both using each other, how long can that last before things get sticky?
Who
knows? You ever had like a mutually no strings attached relationship where nobody ever got emotionally attached and then it just faded off and ended?
I think so.
Or does it always result in one person wanting more?
I guess anytime I've had a discussion like this is a friendship with benefits, okay? Right. You're a booty call. It's turned into a relationship of some kind.
Right.
I think you can't have regular sex with somebody without getting your feelings involved. Sex is such an intimate act.
But you can.
No, if I was having sex with one person a lot, I would start to care about them.
Or you would be like, we should end this.
Right. So my trick is to just have sex with as many people as I can a lot.
That way,
you're
not getting that deep into like number
two, three, four,
five. I don't
care about anybody. Yeah, I care about nobody. Hey, least of all myself. Because, who's going to love a monster?
That's right. Kids are afraid of me. Other monsters fear me. And frankly, my parents don't respect me.
But most of all, I'm afraid of myself.
How's that fun? Oh, wait, it's not.
I go out with people late in the night to not feel lonely, but newsflash, I feel lonely all the time.
Holy shit, I'm on a crowded subway, and guess who I'm around? Absolutely no one. Might as well be empty. That's how I feel all the time.
I have sex just to feel, but uh-oh, I don't feel anything.
Ever.
I'm a robot that's pumping, 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 coming, felt good for a second, crippling loneliness. Here I am.
I sacrificed 99.99% of my day to feel happy for 0.001%, and guess what? It doesn't last.
I got 99 problems, and they're all bitches.
Oh, God. That was very honest of
you.
Too
honest.
Thank you so much. I feel like this chair is leading you to a more honest path.
Yeah, this is like, this chair is just, it really is. It's fucking therapy. Don't air this episode.
Sir, over there recording this in a very nice software that we can't afford, please delete the source file.
Here's what we're going to do. Press spacebar, because I think that halts something.
I don't know. Right? We use GarageBand. What are you using? Pro Tool? I don't even know what that is. Yeah, delete it.
Can I play this axe? There's a Fender Strat hanging over here.
I'd love to shred it, especially if it's Adrian's.
What is the question? She's overthinking it. Yeah, you're a booty call. He's a booty call. If you don't want anything more from him, then don't expect to be anything more to him.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
If you don't expect anything more from him,
if you don't want any more, wait, I forget what I said already.
Well, we lost it. It's good that we were recording.
It was like a butterfly sitting on my hand for a second.
And it's gone, baby, gone.
Forever.
Actually, the recording cut out right at that point, too.
No!
No! Somebody made a supercut of us yelling no.
Yeah, we didn't even know how often we say it.
Perhaps it's online by the time this episode airs.
I think so.
All right. One last question.
Uno más.
Uno más. This one is from... God, who's another guy? Mr. Walsh, Brandon's father. James Eckhouse is the actor's name. I've been going
out. How do you know that?
I've been going out with this girl for 7 years, and I want to propose on our anniversary in 2 weeks. But it's a big thing. I'd have to spend the rest of my life with her, and she's really obsessed with Doctor Who, Oasis, The Stones, Ramones, and a bunch of other bullshit. She's loved them since she was a kid, but it's getting old. Should I just get the fuck over it and marry her, fine ass? Or should I wait and see if it annoys me too much before I make this huge step? Thanks, guys.
You've already been with her for 7 years.
Is he? Well, what do you expect?
Seven whole years. He's like, it's a huge thing. I'll have to be with her for the rest of my life. You just lost 7 years, buddy.
You're already like,
it's
yeah, very
late.
Deep.
What do you do? Break up with her and start new?
Hopefully it stops annoying me at year 17 and then I can pop the old cue.
Well, it's so small too. Like, like two bands at a show that she likes.
Can you imagine liking two bands?
Should I just marry your fine ass?
But here's the thing. She likes two of the most respected bands in music history in a pretty awesome show. I don't know. Maybe I can just settle for it.
I don't think she
it.
Should marry you.
I don't like any bands or any show.
Actually, it sounds like she's my dream girl.
She's obsessed with shit. But it's getting old. I guess if you think it's getting old, I don't want to like advise him not to marry this girl, but
yeah,
he's being very cavalier about this proposal.
Right, yeah, this is marriage, dude. And should I just get over it and marry her, fine ass?
You shouldn't say marry and fine ass in the same question.
Right.
Fine ass is not for marriage.
I don't think you should be writing into an advice podcast about whether or not you should propose.
Yeah.
That's really heavy shit, actually.
We're sort of answering questions about vomit
and poop.
Question
number one was, going to an amusement park with someone. That was a first date. Now we're talking about the 7-year anniversary.
And whether or not you should what if he's actually looking for us?
My advice to you is, for the love of God, ask somebody else that you respect.
Or like that knows more about the situation.
Sure, ask your dad.
Like if this is a dream girl and the one downside is that she's obsessed with Doctor Who, hey, go for it. That's as best as you're going to get.
Yeah, I bet she won't even be into all this stuff a couple years down the line.
Well, it has been 7 years and she's still very
into. Think about
the
things that happen when you get married. Like you have to get a house, pay a mortgage, maybe raise a kid.
Yeah, you don't have time for the Stones.
I don't think my mom was obsessed with anything when I was growing up, aside from just raising 6 children.
You know what she was obsessed with is making me a goddamn lunch. That's what she was obsessed with.
Yo, Laura, you're like obsessed with feeding the kids.
That's what you were telling her?
That's what my dad
seven?
Was saying. Like, I'm happy I married your fine ass, but you're like... You're so all about getting them to school, sports practice. It's like...
And shit.
It's getting old.
If you need me, I'm going to be listening to the Stones, watching Doctor Who.
My dad is the biggest Oasis fan there is.
He's obsessed with Oasis. I can't believe your mom married his fine ass. So our advice to you is to go somewhere else for advice. This is our first time we've actually urged this person not to seek our guidance.
Yeah, seek guidance somewhere else.
Although he did help us out. He made it to the show, and I got like a little funny question out of it.
Yeah, I guess we appreciate you ultimately. Yeah.
So ultimately, please do what you do, but at this point, start asking more people.
I would say yo do you in this situation.
All right, now we are definitely out of time. This was such a fun, great place and episode to shoot this podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Rec Room. Thank you guys so much
for listening. If you guys can still go on iTunes and subscribe to the show there, it really helps us out. And you can also listen to the show at ifiwereyoushow.com, or I guess not this week, seizethecheese.com, because we're going to forward it to the recroom.tv.
Recroom.tv.
But otherwise, right. We are usually over there as well. Anything else you want to mention?
Let's not overload them this time.
Yeah.
That's plenty. You guys are at your computer. I feel like you've opened up three different tabs at this point, and we appreciate it. I feel like you are launching iTunes right now to write a positive review and subscribe, so we appreciate that as well.
You're checking out Warby Parker. All you're right. Checking out Rec Room, and you're checking out us. I feel like we've asked you for more than enough, actually.
Yeah, shit.
And what, we've provided you with, what, 25 minutes of jokes? That's not fair. We owe you more, actually. And you have absolutely every right to be mad at us. We apologize.
40 more minutes. Here we go.
We're still accepting theme song submissions. This has turned into a thing that we're just never going to end.
Hopefully.
This last one comes from Alex Moses. And if you think you got one that's even better or as good as or slightly worse than his, we'd love to hear it. That email one more time is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We love you all. Bye.
You